All right, we're back in. Greg Davis here, Priority Talk Live, WXJC. Steve Ward, the Executive Director of Steps Ministries, is here with us, and we're talking about how to help people improve their lives and prevent addiction. And you can find out more at stepsproactiveparenting.com. And we're not just, he deals with much more than parents, but I sort of asked him today to sort of come in here and let's talk about, as parents, how do we help our kids, how do we help them prevent addiction going forward. Now, Steve, talk to us about parents. What is it that parents, what is it we miss? I mean, you know, you just say, you know, we got to pay attention. What is it that parents miss, did you see most common?
Well, there's no such thing as a typical parent, but most parents face a lot of similar pressures. One is they're very busy. You know, they may be working, but they certainly, just the pressures of raising a family is a lot. So you have busyness, and the more kids you have, obviously, the busier you are. It's easy just to not see beneath the surface what's going on with your son or daughter. And, you know, a lot of parents, you know, they have a couple of things that they're looking for in their kids, like, how are their grades, and how is their activity of choice? You know, how's their sport or their dancing? Mm-hmm. And if those two things are doing well, they sort of think, okay, my son or daughter must be okay.
Yeah, good kid.
You know, but you really need to go deeper than that. By the time they are preteens, you need to start to have conversations with them about drugs and alcohol, because they're seeing it on TV.
Yeah.
Their friends are talking to them. So the risk ages these days are really more like 12, 13, 14. They're not 17, 18.
No, I totally agree with you.
You know, and then by the time they're teenagers, then you want to go into the teenage years with a relationship, where the more they will share with you, the better. Mm-hmm. That's really the main thing. And then there's a lot of things that we teach that you can do, but it's not, you know, ask them these five questions and you'll get the magic answers. It's more of a broader relationship that you need to have.
So just overall, parents, just be aware. Think below the surface. Think long term. Don't be naive as to think that your kids aren't going to do something or couldn't. This couldn't be you. There's probably not, and you deal with a lot of parents whose kids are going through this. What do you learn from them, from the parents?
I learn some things that'll break your heart, and some things that are helpful to others. The things that'll break your heart is if you talk to a mom or dad, especially one who has lost a son or a daughter, which is about the biggest tragedy you can envision.
Yeah.
They often say many of the same things. They say things like, we didn't think it could happen in our family. We didn't think their condition had gotten that bad. We should have connected to somebody sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know what to do. The amazing thing is those comments that we hear so often are all preventable. And that's what we try to do at stepsproactiveparenting.com is to address those issues ahead of time so that no parent ever says that after losing a son or daughter.
Yeah. Now, you talked about the kit that you had come out. Of course, you're able to come. What other resources are there?
Yeah. At that website, that's actually a site called Paces for Parents. It's an online learning center. There are a number of free and fee products that people can get there. We have a lot of other resources that we can send out. We have a weekly blog. We have online tools and courses. I come out and do seminars. We also do webinars. You know, if your church or organization or company, by the way, is not fully convening, we do webinars all the time.
Yeah, because you will do that for companies because their employees deal with this.
Yeah.
Personally
yeah.
and in their family, and that affects the job.
Yeah, and in a couple of different ways. Yeah, even for parents, we have something called the Proactive Parenting Program, because every church or company or organization is made up of people, many of whom are parents. And you can just add it to your suite of wellness benefits to offer them some training on that. But you're right. We also do it for business people themselves and for spouses and a lot of different kinds.
Yeah, we want to have you back, Steve, to talk about other aspects of addiction, and it's a big issue. And boy, think about it now, where you're not having to think about it several years from now, when it's gotten ugly.
Yeah.
And I'm like everyone else out there. I have seen the hand effects of it firsthand. What it can do, death, you mentioned, can really set a teenager or a college student, can really set their life back, even if they come through it and overcome it. It does immense damage to the trajectory of their life, as you said.
Yeah.
So it's just something we can't pay enough attention to.
You know, we all have issues that we deal with. We do. But if you're the one hurting, or if it's somebody you know, you or they, you have to know that you're not broken and you're not alone. We, you know, everybody has issues that they're dealing with, so that you're normal. But you don't have to stay there. There are positive steps that you can take, and there are people that can help you get there. So don't spiral into the darkness alone. You know, reach out and talk to someone, yeah. and just begin to take the first step.
Proactive parenting, and it's all out there. Contact Steve and Steps Ministries.